Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Dr. J, your board certified internal medicine and sports medicine physician and fitness coach. Welcome to the Reinventing Fitness Podcast, where we change the game on what it means to be fit. We believe in holistic fitness, which not only includes your physical, but also your mental, emotional, spiritual, relational, and financial fitness. We go through the mindset work to help you become holistically fit. Now, let's get it. Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Dr. J, here with you for another episode on the Reinventing Fitness Podcast. So today I want to talk about leadership. And leadership is important to me because as a woman, I did not think of myself in a leadership position. So I had to expand the concept of myself for me to even get to the point where I see myself as a leader, not only in my workplace, but in my family, a leader in my coaching business. And I have expanded my self-concept to see myself as a leader by working on my mental fitness. So I remember being a resident and wanting to feel like I can contribute more, I thought my role as a doctor was limited to just giving orders. So when I say, you know, giving orders, it means that if something needs to happen, for example, if a patient needs a medicine, then I would put in that order so a nurse or someone else can fulfill that order. And so I limited my self-concept of a leader to just giving orders in my physician role. But there was something more inside of me that wanted to expand on how to really exercise leadership. And the reason why I felt this nudge to expand what it means a leader is because I felt like I was just like in between a rock and a hard place. Because I know as a physician, I have to articulate my orders, but I felt like that just, it wasn't enough. There was just something more that needed to be expounded on in order for me to truly fulfill the role as a leader. And as a woman, as a Black woman, I didn't see a lot of examples of how a leader should conduct themselves. So I learned to invest in coaching, and I invested in people who I wanted to be like. I saw that, and I'm like, oh man, like I want what you have, like the way that you're able to emanate and the way that you're able to invest so much in others that it lifts their self-concept. That is what I wanted. That is how I wanted to function as a leader. And so I had to do a lot of work though. I had to really develop a mental fitness routine to figure out how I wanted to function as a leader. And not only just function as a leader, but I had to learn how to see myself in a new way. Because like I stated before, I saw myself the leader that I saw was just, oh, just like just articulating orders. But I had to learn how to expand for myself how I wanted to be and how I wanted to impact the people that were underneath my leadership. And, you know, I probably say this on every podcast episode, but I dealt with thoughts of I am not enough for a lot of my life. So it was dealing through those thoughts. It was dealing through the thought that I am not able to lead, that I don't really have anything good enough to provide to others for them to even see me as a leader. For it was going through the thoughts that I don't have examples of people that I truly admire to even emulate. But, you know, like I said, I worked through that mental fitness piece and I realized through working on my mental fitness that I'm qualified to lead. I actually was born to lead. It's actually part of my inherent nature. It's a part of who I am. Because what I realized was one of the hallmarks of a great leader is learning to see others at a greater depth than how they see themselves. And you helping them see that depth. And I realized that that was a trait that I naturally had. And when you're, and so the biggest thing that I learned of being a leader is learning how to invest in others. Learning how to invest in them, helping them see themselves in a way that they couldn't see themselves before. It wasn't just simply articulating orders to a nurse. It wasn't simply just showing up in my white coat and my stethoscope. It wasn't just simply saying that, hello, I'm Dr. Benoit, I'm your physician for today. It was learning how to invest in other people. It was learning how to see themselves much deeper than how they saw themselves. It was about teaching them that they can be so much more expansive than how they currently saw themselves. That is what this is how I learned how to be a great leader. And these were traits that I already had that I undermined, that I underestimated. And I was too afraid of expressing that part of myself. Expressing that, hey, I see something here in you and I can help you. And I can help you get to a level that you couldn't see yourself. Now, I don't say that to them, right? Because that probably would startle them. But I naturally do this and genuinely do this through my leadership. But, you know, the work started with me, right? The work started with me. I had to adopt a mental fitness attitude that I already have the traits of a leader. I already have them. It's already in me. It's actually a part of who I am. It's a part of me seeing other people more than what they see in themselves and helping them see the same thing that I see. It's me naturally wanting to invest in others. And that is what I realize has made me a great leader. So now when I go to work much differently than I've been in the past. Because I know that I have to be my best self so that I can lead other people. I have to learn how to see those traits in myself that I undermined so that I can help others and pull it out of others so that they can be their best selves. But it started with my mental fitness routine. Because it was not enough for me to have a physical fitness routine. My physical fitness, I did that very, very well. But I looked at my physical fitness routine and I realized that it just was not sufficient because I wanted to become the fittest version of myself. And in order for me to be the fittest version of myself, I couldn't just be physically fit. I also had to be mentally fit. I also had to develop a mental fitness routine so that I can learn how to see my inherent traits that I undermined about myself. And because I've learned to do this, I'm able to invest in others and create so much waves. I create waves, ripples. It's all impact. And lately, it has been such a joy to do the work that I do in my physician job, in my coaching job, in my job as a daughter, as a sister, as a friend. It creates more intentionality with my relationships that I have in my life. Because of my mental fitness routine, it has allowed me to lead others in a new and different way. It has allowed me to lead others in a way that feels genuine and authentic to me. It allows me to create transformation in the lives of other people around me. And it is so beautiful to know that I have that power, that beautiful power, that I have the power to invest so much in other people so that they can see themselves at a greater depth than which they never saw themselves before. And now I consider it a responsibility. Now that I'm aware to it, it is my responsibility. It is my responsibility to do this. Because if I have that power, then I want to use it for all the good that it creates. I want to use it for all the impact that it creates. I want to use it for all the positive influence that it creates. And it's such a shift from how I saw myself before. And I want to help you experience that same shift. I want to help you see yourself in a new way that you haven't saw yourself before. I want to help you become the fittest version of yourself. I want to help you lead in a new way that you've never led before. I want to help you believe that you are a leader. I want to help you believe that you are able to architect your life at will. It starts with your mental fitness routine. It starts by becoming mentally fit. It's an attitude that you embody. Fit is, the way that I see fitness is no longer it's way more than just a physical thing. It's an embodiment. It is part of who I am. It is my attitude. it is a journey that I am embarking on, is becoming the fittest version of myself. No longer am I going to limit my fitness to my physical routine. I am going to encompass and embody everything that it means to be fit. And I want to help you do the same. So if anything that I said has resonated with you, please feel free to click the link in the show notes. I have my Calendly link available so we can discuss how I can help you architect your life by becoming mentally fit, which will allow you to become the fittest version of yourself. And also feel free to follow me on IG. I'm on IG, y'all, at MedFitDo. That's MedFitDo. Let me know. I usually post frequently. So let me know what you think about what I'm posting. Feel free to drop me a DM if you'd like to chat and become more clear on what I mean about reinventing fitness. So I would love, love, love to help you. I would love to serve you. So please, please reach out. All right. So I hope you found this helpful and I hope it's blessed you. Until next time. Bye.